Hey guys, it's Dave, and I want to welcome you to the second installment in our podcast series. Today I want to talk really quickly about becoming a trusted advisor and really connecting with people. I think it's a really important concept in our business and for what we do, because at the end of the day, what we really do is connect with people and become a trusted advisor. So let me first talk a little bit about connecting with people. And the reason I bring this topic up is I've been getting a lot of questions lately about what people should do in order to either generate more leads or more deeply connect with the existing customers they have. Say, for example, the customers that you're given by Beachbody through the customer leads program. And a lot of people have asked me, you know, should I, you know, get together, you know, use Constant Contact or AWeber or some sort of email mass marketing system in order to broadcast a message to these people? And my answer is always the same, and my answer is really no. I think it's okay to keep in contact with those people and to add value to their journey if you can, but I find that's very difficult to do via something like a blast email. You know, my sort of version of this is people don't need another commercial. We have plenty of them. There's a reason why over 80% of emails are deleted, and it's simply because people are not listening to you in that format. If that's how you want to communicate with people, I suggest that you start a blog or maybe even a podcast series. But it's got to be something that people can really opt into instead of something that's going to interrupt them, okay? Because then somebody can go and they can listen to my podcast or look at my blog at their own time. It's not me bothering them, if that makes sense. Hopefully it does. So that's not connecting with people, in my opinion, okay? So what do I try to do? Well, I'm really trying to get people over to Facebook, okay? Because Facebook to me is the place where I can really help them. It's the place where I can really, really connect with them and give them an opportunity to get the most out of what I have to offer. It's very difficult to do that through something like a blast email. It's a whole different deal when you're doing it on Facebook or whatever that medium may be for you. A lot of people like the Team Beachbody message boards. I think that's great. Facebook works a little bit better for me because I find more people are there and they're already comfortable with the format. And it just enables us to find a place where people are comfortable sharing their experiences and asking questions, and which enables me to really connect with them. So why is connecting with people important, and what is this concept of becoming a trusted advisor? This is what I really think you should do if you want to be successful as a Team Beachbody coach. Become a trusted advisor. There are two elements to being a trusted advisor. First, you must be trusted. Second, you have to give advice. So let me talk about the second one first. Have you ever seen a situation where you give someone advice whose trust you do not have and they ignore it? There's a reason for that. People listen to people that they trust. Until you have someone's trust, they're not going to listen to you. This is why new coaches putting up links on their Facebook wall and expecting everybody to go and follow the lead and buy into what they're doing with as a Team Beachbody coach is really flawed. It just doesn't work. And the reason is because you don't have those people's trust yet. And it's important to gain that trust before you can give them advice. So how do you become trusted? The easiest way to do it, in my experience, is to give of yourself to other people. Be outwardly focused. Get in tune with what people need and provide that. If you're good at listening, people will tell you what they need. I simply ask my people. I tell new people that I'm working with, my customers that I'm working with, I need to know how I can help you. What do you need from me? Is it motivation? Is it information? Do you need, you know, more support with nutrition, recipe ideas? What is it that you need from me? How can I serve you? And when I do that, and I'm consistent with it, and I prove to them that I really mean it, and I'm not just saying it because I want to connect with them, but I really mean it because I want the best for them and I want them to get the most out of their experience, then I gain their trust. So that's step one, gaining trust. Step two is giving advice. I see a lot of people who have a lot of trust. They probably don't realize that they have this trust, but they do. People trust them. They respect their opinions, and yet they don't give them. They don't give them. They hear people around them say things like, I need to lose weight, I need to lower my cholesterol, my blood sugar's out of control, I can't contain my eating, whatever it may be. And they just go, oh, I'm sorry to hear about that. But see, we have something more than that. We have a solution for people. And if you have people's trust, it's easy to share that solution with them. So again, becoming a trusted advisor means gaining people's trust and then giving them the advice that they're seeking. You have to be able to listen in order to do this, okay? A very, very important concept. Listen carefully to what people are telling you. Okay, when people start to tell me, I'm tired, those are keywords, you know, I'm tired, I don't feel good. Those are things that I'm listening to. And again, I'm making sure that I'm gaining their trust along the way, as I know that if I don't have that, my advice is really going to fall on deaf ears. So this is really, really about connecting with people. If you want to be successful in this business, it's really about connecting with people. It's about diving into their lives, making them understand that you value them and you value their experience and that you know how hard it is to do what they're doing and that you're there to help them. That's who we are and what we do. We connect with people. We become trusted advisors. So I want you guys to think about this. This is a really short little podcast post, and it's intentionally that way because what I really want you to do is I want this to generate some thought. Think about ways that you can become a trusted advisor because Facebook or the Team Beachbody message boards, those are not the only ways. Okay, running a fit club is another really good way, but I want you to think about this in your life. Where can I show up different? Where can I connect with people and have an opportunity to become a trusted advisor? And then just keep in mind that something like a mass emailing campaign isn't going to get you there. It needs to be more personal than that. It needs to be more one-on-one than that. And I know what I'm asking from you guys is difficult. You know, there are a lot of businesses where, you know, they're just sort of plug-and-play businesses, churn and burn, running numbers, you know, this many people click this link and that produces X number of sales or whatever. I want to impress upon you that that's not what this business is about. This business is about connecting with people on a very deep level and understanding that each and every life that you have the opportunity to trust has a tremendous amount of value. And your job is to help people see that and bring it out in them. And that happens with your customers. It also happens with the coaches who are on your team. So give that some thought. Connecting with people by becoming a trusted advisor. All right, guys, thanks for your time. Have a great day.